welcome to Giants Training Camp Live. Temperature in the mid-70s in North Jersey, a lot of humidity, and even a bit of a drizzle during the second half of today's practice. Hello again, everybody. We'll talk Giants football for the next half hour with you here on MSG. We will hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo, Snacks Harrison, Brandon Marshall, among others. But right now, it's time to introduce a Super Bowl 46 champion, former safety Antrell Roll. Great to see you, Antrell.
Always a pleasure.
It was so much fun to watch you out on the sidelines today as you came back to practice. Again, camp is a lot different than when you started in the NFL.
It's a lot different these days, but, you know, every time I step on the green, it just takes me back to when I was 6 years old and where the love, you know, where it began, first of all. You know, it's something that always gets the energy flowing, always gets the blood flowing, and I love it till this day.
High expectations for this Giants team this year, and you can feel the enthusiasm during training camp. That keeps a lot of the guys going.
It has to. Right now, you know, training camp is such a long process. You know, it's more mental than anything else, but guys have to have fun. They have to be flying around. They need that chemistry. More importantly, they need one another.
You signed some autographs for the fans today. Giants fans are rabid for sure. We know that. Was there one thing in particular that got the memories of that championship going again?
Yeah, there was one seat this guy had me sign. It had like a lot of memorabilia statued on it. Then it had the players' faces on it. I wanted to take a picture, but the line was flowing so fast, and everyone was so eager to get, I don't know, this John Hancock. I don't know why, you know, but it's always, you know, these fans here, they're amazing.
Well, they certainly came out and enjoyed watching practice today. Now, we do have an updated injury report to show you. The Giants did activate a couple of guys from the physically unable to perform list, Drone and Thomas. They barely did anything today. They'll be worked in slowly. Landon Collins did not work today because of illness, and B.J. Goodson had to leave practice early because of a sore back. Now, one guy who continues to shine at practice during training camp has been wide receiver Brandon Marshall. And he says he is slowly but surely getting exactly in sync with quarterback Eli Manning.
With Eli, you know, he's so detailed. He's probably the most detailed quarterback I've been around. You know, he knows what he wants and how he wants it. You know, it's like, you know, it took me up until 2 weeks ago to get this one route down. You know, he threw a ball into the ground and, you know, I was two steps off, literally two steps off. And, you know, he pulled me to the side and just kept coaching me and walking me through it. But, you know, any other quarterback would have been perfect, right? But this guy was like, no, it's two steps. So he's special. He's really detailed.
Eli Manning and Brandon Marshall connected on a couple of big plays today. Now, Antrell, you were in this league for a long time. Brandon Marshall's been doing it for 12 years. I know you covered him some.
I covered him more times than I wanted to. You know, he's a guy, he's a tremendous threat. Big receiver, can shield you off with his body, and he's more quick than a lot of people think. So he's going to be a huge target for Eli. Once they get on the same page, it's going to be miraculous.
If you can, take me into your mentality now. You know Marshall's lined up opposite you, much like these Giants defenders to try to stop him here. What are you looking for? What are you trying to do to contain him?
Honestly, at this point, what else can you do? You know, the guy is scratching and clawing. He's grabbing with his hands. He's grabbing with his feet at this point. You know, he's so good at getting off the line. He's so good at knowing where the target, where the ball is going to be. And more importantly, his best thing right now is he's so good at hiding his hands. That is a defensive back's nightmare.
Now, he was telling us the other day about how him and Eli want to be able to get looks and body motions on some kind of sync level to where defensive players can't read their keys to tip off what they're going to do. What kind of nightmare is that for you?
I wouldn't like that very much. I'm a guy, I love to steal any kind of keys and signals that I can. But if those guys get that in sync, It's gonna be. Oh my God! I don't know what teams are gonna do. You're gonna have to pick your poison. Who are you gonna double?
Yeah, Marshall was telling us today that, you know, if he's able to open up the field for Eli to give him more space to throw to his other targets, that's just as effective as throwing it to him.
Absolutely, I think he's gonna be the biggest decoy this year on this team. You know, because you're gonna have to pick your poison. He's going to open it up. Are you going to double Odell? Are you going to leave Sterling open? Are you going to double him? Are you going to leave, you know, Evan open? So it doesn't matter who you try to double team. You're going to have to play honest. And more importantly, you're going to have to also respect the run with Perkins back there.
How different is it to cover a tall target like Brandon Marshall, let's say in the red zone, and covering a guy like OBJ, who's got as many moves as Gumby?
Once again, pick your poison. For guys like myself, it's a lot harder to cover guys like OBJ, who's so elusive. And, you know, the guy can bend his back and catch any pass thrown to him. Brandon Marshall, for smaller guys, for smaller corners, is going to be a tremendous threat because he can jump up and catch it at the highest point. He can show you off with his big body. And more importantly, like I talked about earlier, the guy is very good at hiding his hands.
And, you know, we didn't even bring up Sterling Shepard, but then there's that tight end, Evan Engram, who everybody is talking about, has wide receiver skills. And you know from being in the secondary, that's not fun either.
Guys like that you don't like. You know, the Jordan Reeds, the Jeremy Sakis, the Jimmy Graham, those are guys that are, they're glorified wide receivers. They're just bigger. You know, they might be a tad bit slower, but those guys can move and they create another extremely big weapon.
All right, so now how important is it from the offense's perspective to get a running game going so you have to respect the run and you can't cheat against those targets downfield?
It's everything. It's everything when you're talking about this Giants offense. You need someone to respect the run. It's going to open up the play action. It's going to allow Eli to find his targets a lot more smoother. And more important, you need to get Perkins the ball. Give him the ball early. Let him get his feet wet. He may be the home run hitter. You never know until you know.
All right, well, that's enough about the offense. Since we've got Antrell Roll here, you know we have to talk about the secondary. He'll break down some of the corners when we come back after this on MSG.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
And welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. The players will have the day off on Wednesday. You know, one of the positions of interest on the Giants depth chart is secondary. Our own Madelyn Burke had a chance to stop in with safety Nat Burhe.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back in.
Anyway, Burhe is one of those guys who's trying to win a spot on the roster, Antrell, and he's only had two starts over three injury-filled seasons in this league. How difficult is it going to be for him, and what does he have to show the coaches to try to win that spot?
Well, first and foremost, he's going to have to show the coaches that he can stay on the field. Injuries, sorry, but it's a huge part of this league, but unfortunately, there's really not a lot of room for that in this league. You know, you have to go out there and show that you're doable, that teams can rely on you, and more importantly, that you can be out there and make an impact within the system.
Well, Antrell, I think Madelyn did actually have that chance to stop Burhe and get a feel for where he's at.
First of all, last season, you started off the season with opportunity, but were hampered a bit with concussions and injury. Right. Coming into training camp healthy this year, does it feel like a fresh start?
Yeah, I mean, given, you know, what happened last year and trying to move on from that and just trying to be a player.
Now, you get the nickname The Missile for your kind of hard-hitting approach. Has that changed or altered at all this season?
Nah, not at all. I mean, it's what got me here, and that's what's going to keep me here.
You guys have had your first preseason game already. Got a little bit more of an assessment of where this team stands as far as facing another team. What's your perception right now?
You know, a lot of the young guys played last game and got our feet wet. And we're just building and still improving, honestly, and taking it one step at a time.
There's a lot of competition in the backfield as well. But when you look at yourself and grade yourself as where you stand, what's your thought?
I mean, I never try to get too high on myself or too low. But, I mean, I always have that self-confidence that I am, you know, a playmaker and I will make plays.
What are your personal goals in this preseason for yourself?
Get out of this thing healthy.
Burhe is competing with the likes of Andrew Adams and Darian Thompson opposite Landon Collins. Now, Thompson's an interesting case, Antrell, because he had a foot injury last year, limited to just a cameo early in the season, and he admitted the other night that he was a bit rusty in the game against Pittsburgh, mentally and physically. What are the kinds of things he has to do to smooth out his game to get ready for the season?
First and foremost, you know, he has to take care of his body. Second of all, he must work his craft. This is the game that it's going to take repetition, it's going to take a lot of hard work, and more importantly, you're going to have to know your playbook in and out. So for a guy like Darian Thompson coming off an injury last year and trying to work his way back into a starting role, you know, he's going to have to rely on his teammates a lot. He's going to have to stay in the coach's ear and, like I said, take care of his body and make sure he's working on his craft each and every single day.
How much of a benefit is it for all of these candidates to know that Landon Collins is playing the other safety?
You know, that guy plays, he played phenomenal ball last year. I'm so happy about the way he played and the way he's come along just in year two. You know, a lot of times you find guys that come along like that in year five and six. This guy came out his second year straight balling. So, you know, having him, his veteran leadership, which I say veteran, but, you know, he's really a young guy, but I say the way he plays like a veteran. Having his leadership and knowing that you can rely on him to help you out and get you out of sticky situations, you can rely on him to always be that extra ear and that extra voice beside you.
Now, you know, aside from that, there are a lot of competition at corner as well. And Valentino Blake is a veteran last year on the Steelers. Madeline had a chance to run him down as well and check in on his progress.
Now, Valentino, first preseason game under the belt. You got a lot of snaps in that. What was your initial impression of playing against another team, first of all?
You know, in the preseason, it's your first time going out there. You know, I want to go out there and work on some things as far as technique-wise and trying to play sound football and just work on everything we've been working on in practice.
Underthrown and intercepted along the near sideline. Running to the near side is Valentino Blake.
You got a big interception out there as well. It was a pretty key play. Walk me through that. What were you seeing there?
Well, it was cover two. Once I got my jam at the line and dropped, we had some great pressure. I think it was Kerry who hit the quarterback, and he couldn't get the ball where he needed to go. It was short, and I seen it, so I just went for it.
And McAdoo praised you for your interception, for your work on special teams, but he did mention that he wanted to see you work on holding on to the ball a little bit better. What have you been doing to kind of focus on that?
It's just being more sound with the ball, holding it high and tight like a runner. You know, once I get the ball, I turn into an offensive player. So, you know, just working on that technique.
Now, for those of you who followed you earlier in your career, they may know you as Antoine Blake, but I understand in 2016 you went with the middle name now, Valentino. What caused the rebranding?
Well, last year when I got to Tennessee, you know, the media guy, they asked me what I prefer to go by. You know, as far as family and friends and things like that at home, you know, they called me Valentino or Blake. So I told them that, and, you know, they just went around with it, and, you know, that was fine to me.
Or Zilla, too, right?
Right, yes, ma'am.
We told you that Blake is a veteran. So, Antro, let me ask you this. Is it harder for a veteran to be deprogrammed from what he knew with his previous team and learn the Giants system, or is it harder for a young fellow who doesn't have any experience to try to pick up the playbook for the first time?
I think it can help you as a veteran. I think, you know, a lot of times it's the same plays, just different terminology. So, you know, you just have to honestly have amnesia when it comes to your old system and just work on the terminology. Just read it over and over again. Take very, very good notes. That's going to always help you along the ways.
There is a very young guy named Dante Dion out of Boise State. Last year he was here with the Giants. He's only about 5'9", diminutive in size. What kind of challenges does he have as he tries to make this roster?
Well, I've never been a fan of any organizations that withhold a player because of their size. You know, mm-hmm. that God made him that way. Measure his heart. Measure his playmaking ability. Can a guy go out there and improve your defense? Can a guy go out there and make plays for your system? And that's the only thing you need to measure at this point.
Of course, it is one thing to play the slot. It's another thing to play outside. And the Giants have another young corner named Michael Hunter, who's a six-footer. Now, he's taller. He's got more length. Mm-hmm. And there are challenges about playing each of those positions.
Well, you know, playing the cornerback position, especially for this team, you know, they're solidified on both boundaries, you know, with Jenkins and Eli Apple. DRC came on last year playing nickel position. My guy played phenomenal. And so, I mean, you're going to have to be versatile in order to have a spot within this defense, whether it's the fourth corner or fifth corner, because sometimes there's going to be some packages where they're going to have to bring in five corners. So make your best fit.
One thing for sure, the secondary always benefits from defensive pressure up front. When we come back, we'll check in on one of the mainstays of the defensive line.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live as they prepare for a preseason game in Cleveland on Monday Night Football. You know, training camp can be a real grind, and that's why defensive tackle Snacks Harrison says it's not the most fun of times right now.
Man, these are tough days. These are dog days of camp. You know, everybody's dinged up, everybody's nicked up, hurt in some way, shape, or form, and you just got to grind through it. You know, I tell everybody these are the days we should get paid for, not during the season, because these are the tough days, man.
And Trelly talks about the dog days. Describe for me, if you would, what that's like to go through as a veteran in this league.
Those days are extremely long. They're extremely tough. And all you want to do is go into meeting rooms and go to sleep. You know, it's a lot on the mind. It's not so much on the body, but it's a lot on your mind. You know, guys having newborn babies. Case example, you know, Snacks having a newborn kid. He wants to get home to his family. All guys think about right now is breaking camp. But you have to stay sharp enough to understand that this is a system. You need to understand the system that you're in. And more importantly, this is the time to gel with your teammates.
You were a guy who always played through everything. I mean, you never wanted to come off the field. But there are guys getting nicked up, bumped and bruised. How difficult is it to continue to fight through that physically?
You have to find a way. This is the stage right now where you learn how to fight. This is the stage right now where you learn how to be durable. Because during the course of the season, you're going to want teams to rely on you to be durable. You want to lie. You want your teammates to understand that this guy's going to fight through anything. If he can run, he's going to go out there and play for us. And, you know, it's a mentality. That's what it's all about. You want to have that guy next to you who has the same mental toughness as well as the physical toughness.
Well, we know that Damon Snacks Harrison will be one of the Giants' starting defensive tackles. But there is competition going on at the other defensive tackle spot. Harrison assesses that competition.
Dalvin is coming along. This past, I want to say, week and a half, 2 weeks, you know, he's taking coaching very well. He's in the classroom all the time, watching the film, trying to improve, asking questions. Jay Bromley, he's faster than me, man. He's quicker than me. He's a pass rusher. He's strong. He's long. You know, now he's just more comfortable in the defense, and he knows exactly what's asked of him, and he's doing a pretty damn good job of, you know, putting forth the effort in. Obviously, you saw it translate out there to on the field, so I'm just excited to watch him grow, you know, as the season progresses.
You heard Snacks mention Dalvin Tomlinson, but let's go to Jay Bromley first. In his fourth season out of Syracuse, and Antrell, sometimes guys are just late bloomers, and something happens, and it just clicks for him.
Well, he sees the light at the end of the tunnel. He sees an opening, and he wants to fill that opening spot. So, you know, he's gonna put his best foot forward. He's going to give all the maximum effort that he possibly could. And then you have a guy like Snacks alongside of you that's going to help you, going to coach you up. And, you know, he's going to show you the way. Just follow his lead. He's going to lead you in the right direction.
Bromley, more of the penetrating, what they call the three technique defensive tackle in the Giants scheme. Robert Thomas has missed about a week of practice with some soreness. He is also involved in that competition. But I want to go to Tomlinson for just a second, because you heard Snacks talk about him. He's a powerful guy coming out of Alabama, which means he's virtually pro ready.
Well, there it is. He's pro ready, you know. Nick Saban has those guys. They're ready for action. As soon as they come in, they're ready for action. It's going to be about understanding the playbook, understanding where his strengths and weaknesses are going to be, and more importantly, just being in cohesiveness with the rest of those guys on the defensive line. So, you know, he has a great bunch. He has Snacks, JPP, Olivier Vernon, Bromley. So it doesn't matter who's going to be the starting position. All those guys are going to be rotated in. Got to put their best foot forward.
That's got to be a fun room indeed for those on the depth chart. When we come back, we will hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo, so stick around.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. With three preseason games to go, the Giants know they will eventually have to cut their 90-man roster down to 53 by opening day. Coach Ben McAdoo says there's one great way for a bubble guy to make the team.
You need to compete for your role. If you're not out there and you're not available to compete for your role, it's hard to say what your role is going to be. So you need to have availability.
And it's all about making sure you can get on the field. Linebacker Calvin Munson, a San Diego State undrafted rookie free agent, is one of those guys, Antrell. He's out there all the time giving everything he can on specials, knowing that's the back door in.
You're going to always find a guy like that on the team, and those are the guys that you want. You want guys that are going to go out there and give 1,000% maximum effort. More importantly, guys who are going to be durable, But special teams is always a key because we know that special teams, they change the outcome of the game a lot of the times.
There are guys in the past that were in these halls, Chase Blackburn, Mark Herzlick,
right.
Guys like that.
Right.
That's how they make their mark. And then eventually they may become even bigger players on the team.
Absolutely. You know, you get your feet wet with special teams. And, you know, once you take it from there, then you start really understanding the defense. You start dealing with the other guys at your position group. And then you go from there. If their number's called to go in the game, can this guy go in and hold it down for us? That's going to be another big question.
Antrell Roll, great to see you. Next time, you got to bring that jewelry. Flash it around a little bit. Let these guys know.
I've never worn it. Everyone always get on me about it. I never worn it.
They're looking for that fifth trophy in the case. And we'll be back tomorrow for Giants Training Camp Live right here at 6 p.m. on MSG. See you then, everybody.